So here's a little trick on how to get 1,000 podcast plays. So what I've learned from getting to 1K podcast downloads, the mistakes I've made, basically being inconsistent is the number one mistake. Had I made a podcast every single day since 2020, I would have had 10,000, maybe 100,000 downloads. But now I'm stuck at 1,000 because I got too distracted and I didn't allow myself to be consistent. Really, consistency is the number one thing in order to create a lot of, well, commitment, basically. Commitment to the podcast would have gotten me the creativity to get the podcast out there more. That is something I wish I would have told myself. I wish I had in my mind a long time ago. Had I committed, I would have found the creativity and then created that compounding effect of getting more people to listen to it because I actually had something valuable to say. So I kind of did that a little bit in the past week or 2-3 weeks. I met some people and said, hey, you want to listen to my podcast? And they did. Thank you to all those people that did listen to the podcast. And I hope you found something valuable in it. But if there's anything in your life that you're lacking progress in, it's probably because you're not committed to it. So I just need to tell myself that again and again and again. So that's, I'm kind of making this podcast right now to solve my own problem of being committed to finding that consistency and creativity. It's the number one issue. Numero uno. So I wish all of you the commitment, because the commitment provides the creativity. And I don't know, I guess my old self would be like, well, how? So maybe I'll try to explain how that works. So if you're committed to something, well, the way my brain used to work is much different than the way it works now. I used to try and find reasons to make it make sense, or reasons why it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? So I was always trying to figure out, how is this wrong? How to disprove something? But recently, I kind of just turned my brain off and stopped thinking I was too smart and just started trying things. And that might be a long way of saying something that is obvious to people, but to me it wasn't obvious. I'm happy it's obvious now that I just have to apply everything that I'm trying to do and seeing what happens, instead of trying to live in my brain and think, how does this not work out for me? How is this not going to work? So being committed to something, and something is like some idea. You have to commit to some idea. And the idea that I'm talking about here is like singularly getting more podcast listens. That's really the idea that I'm talking about here. But this kind of works with a lot of other things, but it's hard to like really put it into words. You have to really pare down what you're trying to do and master that. I'm not saying I'm mastered any of it, but I'm just saying that's the way to get to there, I think. So practicing daily and not expecting results too quick. I don't know, all that kind of ties in to being committed, and the commitment equals the creativity. Well, what I'm not saying, what I should be saying is, what I'm really trying to say is the commitment to the podcast would have gotten me many more streams and in doing so, meet many more people. But one affects the other. They both affect each other. So being committed to the podcast, I would have wanted to tell more people about it along the way. But instead of doing that, I wanted to hide the fact that I was doing a podcast, because Oh, it might be cringe to some people. Well, who cares? Honestly, stop caring right now, Bijan, of 2 years ago. Just stop caring about that. Tell everyone. Tell everyone. And I'm not even telling everyone right now, and I should be. I'm thinking of people that I should tell that to. Tell that I'm making a podcast right now, because you never know what they actually think. If you hide something, you can never know what they actually think. So I would tell myself, hey, go tell as many people as possible, because you know, people might actually listen to it, and they might like what you have to say, and they might support listening. And it's the cool thing about podcasts is that all you have to do is listen. I don't know. Just a short 5 minute one today, but I hope you like that. I hope you like anything about that. If you do, let me know, hit my line one way or another. You know where to find me. But yeah, talk to you soon. Bye.